You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. At the International Grand Convention, we released a line of products for the new additions to your family. Seedlings gives parents naturally derived options for baby wipes, baby wash and shampoo, baby lotion, diaper rash cream, and, coming soon, linen spray. Here to talk to us about the new line is Seedlings product marketing manager, Courtney Chapman. Then, global trainer Brittany Jacobson will share her experience with the line and essential oils in the nursery. Plus, the Young Living blog team has a quick message that goes deeper into using essential oils with your baby. Hey, Courtney, welcome to Drop of Inspiration.
Hi.
So Courtney is here to talk to us about kind of behind the scenes of the Seedlings line and how it got created. So first of all, Courtney, why don't you tell us a little bit about why Young Living formulated a baby line?
Yeah, it's something we're really excited about. We know that having a new baby is a transformative time for parents, and you want the best for this like new little vulnerable person that you're welcoming into your home. And it's a time when a lot of people start taking a second look at the products they're bringing into their homes. So we created our Seedlings lines to help make parents' job easier by creating these baby products. They can feel confident bringing them into their homes and even using them on newborn babies.
Cool. Now, there are a lot of similar products out there, and I'm wondering if you can talk to me about why Seedlings or how Seedlings is different from the other brands and, you know, why it's so special.
Yeah, so our Seedlings products are all include essential oils that are safely diluted for babies. You have to be careful about what you put on their sensitive little skin. So we're the experts on essential oils, and that includes every member of your family, from newborns all the way up to, you know, seniors.
Okay, now, you said that a question that came up at convention, and one that I have wondered myself, is what the difference is between Tender Tush and the diaper rash cream.
Yeah, so Tender Tush is a thinner ointment that can be, it's very moisturizing. It can be used for a lot of different things. The diaper rash cream is specifically formulated. It's over the counter, and it's designed to relieve, treat, and prevent diaper rashes.
Great, so it's a little bit, it's the heavy hitter when you really need help.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it's thicker. It absorbs in nicely into the skin, but it also forms a barrier to help seal out wetness, which aggravates diaper rashes.
Yeah, that's great. And then we also wondered, with the bergamot in the Calm Blend, is that photosensitive? Do parents need to worry about using the lotion or whatever?
No, we included a non-photosensitizing form of that essential oil.
Great. So one other question that you mentioned people had at convention is how to use baby oil and what the difference between the baby oil and lotion is, why you would get those two separate products. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so they're both great for like moisturizing and hydrating the skin. Baby oil is also a really great way to introduce a baby to essential oils. It's like pre-diluted, so you can feel really confident about introducing your baby to essential oils that way. You can also get like ultra moisturizing by applying baby oil immediately after your baby takes a bath. It absorbs right into the skin. It's super great. It's a non-greasy formula. And then you can put lotion on top of it to help seal in that moisture from the oil.
Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thanks.
Before we jump into our conversation with Brittany, we're going to take a quick break for a message from the Young Living blog team.
Want to learn more about using essential oils in the nursery? On the blog, we have an infographic telling you what you need to know. It's easy to share too, so you can pass it along to expecting mothers or new parents who want to know how to use essential oils around their baby. Search essential oils in the nursery at youngliving.com/blog to find it.
We're back, and we've got Brittany Jacobson, Young Living Global Trainer, here with us. So Brittany is here to talk to us about the Seedlings line. She introduced it at convention along with Haley Jensen.
Yes.
And so first of all, Brittany, I want to know a little bit about you and your family.
Yes, I've been married for a little over a year. We got married on April Fool's Day, and I, when getting married, got two beautiful stepdaughters. Danica is 10 and Sophia is 8. And then we welcomed our daughter Charlotte into the world on January 31st of this year, and it's been the most fun rewarding, scary experience ever, but it's so fun to be a mom.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a monumental year.
It's like any big change that could happen, happened, but that's okay.
Well, I'm glad that you get to be a little bit like our guinea pig.
Totally.
With the seedlings.
Totally.
With your little baby Charlotte. So can you tell me what your routine is with your baby?
Of course. So, and incorporating the seedlings line has been super easy to do because you're using the products for things that you're doing anyways. So specifically for the bath, the baby wash and shampoo, it's a 2-in-1 and we use it with Charlotte's bath time. And my favorite part about it is it's tear-free and it's been tested and approved tear-free. And it is not that I pour the soap into her eyes by any means, but she splashes and gets water in her eyes and never has had an incident of crying because of it. She's totally okay. Then I know that my favorite product I would have to say is the baby oil. So after I give Charlotte a bath, then we'll do a baby massage. And so I just pour a little of the oil. Generally at nighttime we'll do it. And baby massage is really good for babies. There's research on how touch and babies development can benefit. It can benefit their cognitive development, their emotional development, and it's really super easy. And I just kind of made it up. I'll just pour a little on my hands and make sure I get her feet and her hips because she's trying to roll over. So I figure those must be tired. I make sure to get her belly and her hands. She likes to clench her hands a lot. So I make sure to like straighten her hands out and get her little hands. And then I also massage her jaw because babies are sucking on their hands and toys and binkies and bottles or whatever all day long. So I get her, she loves it. She kind of goes into a trance when I do her little jaw. And then also I do her neck because I figure it's heavy. She's learning this brand new muscle to hold up her head, and so her neck she loves. And so that's how I use the baby oil. And then for her bedtime routine, I use the linen spray, which is coming soon, and it's also a wonderful product. And so I'll spray it on her diaper changing table before we go to bed, on her crib sheet, on her blankets when we're reading stories. The lotion I use in the mornings with her while I get her dressed. And then the diaper rash cream, well, the wipes are obvious. I use them when I'm changing her diaper. And then the diaper rash cream is just, of course, as needed, which this week we've needed it a lot more. So I've been making sure it's right next to me all week when changing her diaper. So yeah. That's kind of my routine with the seedlings line.
Cool. Now, the baby massage, by the way, just sounds like the cutest thing in the world.
It's like, so fun. I want a baby massage every night. I'm like, where's my baby massage? But it's just this wonderful opportunity to connect, and she loves it. And it's a wonderful way to use essential oils on her and all the wonderful other ingredients in the product. But it's just this connecting time. I love it.
Yeah, it sounds really sweet. Now, Brittany was really awesome and brought like all the products here for me to try. And I have to say, I just tried the lotion and the baby oil, and that lotion is so silky smooth.
It's so
I can't stop
silky.
Like rubbing my hands.
It just absorbs immediately, and it doesn't, same with the baby oil. They're both non-greasy, and they've chosen ingredients specific. So they're not greasy when you put them on. And so they absorb very quickly into our skin, but also into a baby's delicate skin. And I know I use the lotion on myself too, so don't tell Charlotte that I'm stealing her lotion.
Yeah, but that is good that it's like non-greasy. You don't want a baby like slipping away.
Totally.
You know, we kind of talked about the products that you are using with your baby, seedlings, but are there any essential oils that you're wearing around Charlotte or, you know, using?
Incorporating other Young Living
products. Yeah,
totally.
Like in a diffuser or whatever.
Totally. So every night we diffuse lavender in her room just because that's the one I prefer for nighttime. We also diffuse it in my 8 and 10 year old's room. And every single night that's what's going in the diffuser. I rubbed Gentle Baby on my stomach a lot while I was pregnant. And I would say must-haves for nursery are the Thieves waterless purifier and the Thieves spray. Those are two I have all the time in her nursery as well as in my diaper bag, just because I want to make sure my hands are clean, or whoever's holding her, their hands are clean. So we always have the Thieves waterless purifier. as far as oils that I wear, just whatever I'm wearing that day, Stress Away is a huge one that I love, the roll-on. Also, Valor is one that I personally wear a lot. I wear Valor and White Angelica as my kind of scent. Mm. So she's getting those just by transfer, I imagine.
Yeah, snuggling into that. Now, I wanted to chat with the linen spray a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So this was previewed at convention. It's not available yet. Can you give us a little, some more details on that?
Of course. So the reason I love the linen spray is because of one of the ingredients it doesn't have, and that's alcohol. From all the research that I've done, most linen sprays have three ingredients listed: alcohol, odor eliminators, and synthetic fragrance. And those are three that I personally choose to stay away from. And our linen spray does not have those, which I completely appreciate. It's really light. And like I mentioned, I like to spray it on her blankets. I'll spray it on her blanket before I drop her off at daycare so that she has that smell association of the Calm scent blend throughout the day. Or I'll use it in our nighttime routine so that when she smells that at night, she knows, okay, when bath and then baby massage and then reading and then prayer, it's time to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, so I've also tried the wipes.
Yes.
And I have to say, I was really impressed with how strong they are.
Totally durable, right?
Yeah, I have been a nanny, and I have used many brands of wipes.
Where the poop gets on your hands.
And it's the absolute worst.
The worst.
It's terrible.
Yes. Our goal is to not have poop on your hands. They're very, very durable. They're made out of rayon. In fact, the other day I tried, like, on purpose to rip out one, and I just couldn't. I wasn't strong enough to. I don't know if that means I'm weak or if it means our wipes are strong. But they are super durable, however, still very soft. Mm-hmm. And they're so fragrant. They smell so good. I actually use them to remove the makeup off my face, which I figure if they're good enough for Charlotte's bum, they're good enough for my face. And I get the benefits of essential oils while removing my makeup as well.
Yeah.
I love the wipes. I generally use about just one at a time. I'm trying to think if there's ever been a case where I've used two. No, so far not. Just one.
That's really nice.
I know, totally.
Instead of ending up with a pile of wipes. I mean, I'm sure they're great, too, for, like, wiping down nursery surfaces. Mm-hmm. Just, like, as a quick little,
everyday
use. Yeah.
And also her face. Like, she, like, always has food on her face or her hands are sticky or whatever, drooling. So.
Yeah. So as, you know, babies grow up and they turn into toddlers and get a little older, at what point would you recommend transitioning from seedlings to kid scents? Like, when is that appropriate?
I would say, so the seedlings line, every single product in the seedlings line has been formulated specific for an infant or a baby's delicate skin, keeping in mind that a baby's skin is different than a child's or an adult. It's the top layer is thinner, and their skin's needs are different just because it's much more delicate than yours or mine. So I think I will probably transition when Charlotte's about two, and that's when I'll start using the kid scents line.
Okay, great. We also wanted to cover a little bit what seedlings can do for Young Living business builders.
Totally. I know it's hard because you may not have a child in your home under the age of two. However, you may be a grandparent. During my workshop at convention, I had a lady raise her hand, like, don't forget about the grandparents. We do not forget about you grandparents. So if you have kids in your home, if you are a grandparent or an auntie or uncle by choice or by blood, these are wonderful products for you. As far as building a business, if you think about somebody on your team or somebody in your life that's pregnant or has a brand new baby, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to introduce Young Living and products into their life. There's so many babies out there that a lot of people can benefit. As also, these are products that, whether or not you have Young Living, you're going to buy wipes. So it's a wonderful way to introduce our company into other people's homes that have babies. Whether or not you have one yourself, it's a great way to start the conversation because it's stuff they need anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I am not a mother myself, but I have, like you say, I have, like, nieces and nephews. some, you know, by blood, some by choice.
Right, totally.
And I'm actually really excited to give some of these. One of my dear friends is, I'm throwing her a baby shower next week. And
right?
I was thinking, like, I've got to go pick up some seedlings for her.
Totally.
And give her some, you know, Young Living approved products that she can feel good about.
I think also people who don't currently know about Young Living but may have young children, it's when you start to change your mindset, because for me, it's like, well, I can use that. It's okay. But for my child, I want the absolute best. Yes, I want the absolute best for myself, but even more so for my child. And so it's a great way to start thinking about living a plant-based life, because they do want the best for their children. So it's just a great way to introduce essential oil-infused products into people's homes.
Yeah, it seems like a really accessible way to get people thinking, like you say, about these naturally derived options to things that they're already, products that they're already using.
Totally. And when I've done so much research about other products on the market, and knowing the ingredients that other companies put into their products is frightening. And so I think knowledge is power. And once I learned some of the other options, it was a no-brainer. Like, I need to have diaper rash cream anyways. She's gonna get a diaper rash. Here's a better option mm-hmm. for something that I need anyways.
Yeah. Well, and I love that instead of just, you know, synthetic fragrance, there's essential oils in there.
Totally.
And you know exactly where that smell is coming from. It's all scented, but with the Calm Blend.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what that contains and how it smells?
Of course. Well, it smells amazing. So the Calm Scent Blend was formulated specifically for this line by Gary Young, with the idea of wanting calm babies, which I appreciate as a mom. So it features lavender, it features bergamot, which is furana coumarin free. So that's the molecule that may cause sensitivity in the sun. So mm-hmm. you're okay to put these products on your baby, and I wouldn't sunbathe with your children, but it's okay to walk outside with them. It also has coriander and ylang ylang and geranium, and the scent together is just so, it's calming and so satisfying. I can't think of another word, but it just is wonderful.
Well, is there anything else that we should know about the seedlings line, or about, you know, introducing babies to essential oils?
I would just say that I have done so much research, and these products, from what I can find, really are the cleanest and the best on the market. I've been using them on my daughter since she was 8 weeks old, and we love them. We love them in our home. There's these different experiences, whether you're bathing or baby massage or changing their diapers, these experiences that you get to look into your little one's eyes and just connect. And so I'm grateful that as I'm doing all of these things that you do every single day and connecting with my child every single day, I have the seed to seal guarantee of Young Living seedlings that gets to be a part of her childhood. I'm really grateful for that, that she will always remember Young Living as a part of her childhood.
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking with us,
Thank
Brittany.
You for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Drop of Inspiration. Subscribe to this podcast and find more information on the products, along with a link to the blog we talked about, at youngliving.com/podcast. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff.